D-Maze, Finnegan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Finnegan here with you, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport, who was at the NFL Combine all last week. Teron, I saw all of your updates. You were doing your job as you know how to do it, talking to people, watching people, getting a sense of everything that's been going on around the NFL. What was your biggest takeaway from the Combine as it relates to the Titans and what they could do with the number one overall pick?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest takeaway was Cam Ward and where they have him and how, if they stay put, he's almost certainly going to be the pick.
What led the Titans, I should say, to coming to that conclusion? What did they see from him? What did they hear from him?
Well, I think it was just a matter of confirmation. I mean, you know, his film is better than Shedeur Sanders just as far as the upside is concerned. But then when you mix that with the way that he captivated them in the meeting, the leadership, you know, sometimes when you're sitting in there, you try to get to know somebody and you try to feel if they have it. And it seems like pretty much all of the people who met with Cam Ward feel that he has it. And that's really the thing that makes me believe that they will sit and pick at one unless they're knocked away by an offer.
So Cam Ward, among others, will be in Nashville this week. I believe Abdul Carter has his visit later this week as well. Shedeur Sanders early next week. Correct me if those dates are incorrect. But take us inside.
Yeah, so
go ahead.
It's Shedeur and Cam this week, and then they'll have Abdul Carter early next week. They were working on Travis Hunter. The plan was to have him in as well before Wednesday. There's some scheduling conflicts, so it might not be until the end of the month where they get Hunter in.
Okay, great. Thank you for clarifying. So take us into what those meetings entail. When those players are here and they're at St. Thomas Sports Park, what are the Titans decision makers going to be doing with them?
Yeah, I mean, it's a get to know him kind of process. They're getting him on the whiteboard. They're, you know, seeing how he could retain the information they give him, seeing the personality, body language, and just really trying to determine, okay, is this a guy that fits the culture in the building, the direction that they want to go, and is he someone that, you know, can lead the men that he's going to be put in front of?
Now, TD, obviously, you know, the Titans have many needs, and quarterback obviously is the top need, but also another position I feel may not be as you know, urgent as the quarterback, but I think you're going to have to get another playmaker, the wide receiver position. I think going into the draft, Tet McMillan was the top receiver, but after watching after watching the combine, who do you think helped themselves? And name a guy or two in particular.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Matthew Golden, obviously, he helped himself running that 4.29. He's going to make you go back to the film and look for that speed on the film. I don't know that it shows as much, but, yeah, he definitely helped himself. I think you look at a guy like Jaden Higgins. You know, he helped himself, you know, really good vertical, broad jump. He ran solid. But I'm going to tell you the guy that I think helped himself the most, and nobody's really talking about it, and it's crazy to me, but Dante Thornton, he ran that 4.3 at 6'5", and I tell you what, that is definitely going to open some eyes. And I think, you know, he's a guy at that size. I forget what his vertical was, but just seeing him at that size run that speed, I was like, yeah, this is something to watch.
Now, do you think because of and listen, we understand, you know, where the league has been going, at least for the last decade, and they're trying to get as fast as possible on the outside, or a guy that could be lined up in a slot that has that speed. We've seen Kansas City do it with Tyreek, and then Tyreek goes and leaves and goes to Miami, and you get the same play. We've seen it for Jamar Chase, guys like that that have this tremendous speed to get downfield. Do you think this, what the Titans saw at the combine this year in regards to the wide receivers, do you think that changed their mind on how they proceed at that position?
No, I don't think it changed the mind. You always want height, weight, speed, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, those guys that bring it definitely are ones that they're going to be attracted to. I feel like it's just more of the same thing, you know, and what the league has wanted. And I think when you look at just the need to match somebody with Calvin Ridley, you know, you need that big vertical down the field threat. So that X receiver, you know, I think that's something. You know, although Matthew Golden, I feel, could play that position as well. He's not going to be there at 35, though. So you look at that. And then you look at just, you know, they're going to be looking at a guy that could double as a returner. And I think that's where some of these other cats, you know, Restrepo, you know, DeJounte Wester, obviously Jimmy Horn Jr. too. I forgot to mention him. Like, he was very crisp in his routes. He was fast. He caught the ball well. So that's another one.
Teron Davenport is with us. Teron, I want to get you to go in a little depth into the Abdul Carter health things. What was the consensus up there? What's your opinion of the health concerns? Is that red flag, or is that just, hey, this is a short-term thing, he should be fine?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, anytime you have an athlete that has a foot injury, I mean, there's no sport that you're not playing on your feet. So it's very important to look at that. But I think when you look at the fracture, the fact that it doesn't require surgery, that's a positive. It's something that could mend together. Honestly, if I'm Abdul Carter, I don't take part in any pro day or anything like that. I don't think he needs to do that. And I think, you know, what he could do is already on film. Like, you know what you're getting with him. But then in addition to that, I really think they have to find out, okay, when did this fracture happen? Is that something that he played with throughout the year, or is it something that happened, you know, during training, or at what point? And I think when you look at Exos, I said this on Thursday, I think when you look at the guys at Exos where he's working out in Plano, Texas, Brent Callaway is the lead trainer. He is among the best in the nation, right? You know, he trained Matthew Golden, and we saw what he did. And there's a bunch of other top-level performers that he trained. But I say all that to say, I believe just going to see that facility, I'm very surprised that they didn't find that. But I believe if it was something that happened at the time during training, I believe they would have discovered that it happened then. And then on top of that, he's very close with Zach Woodfin, who was, you know, in charge of the strength and conditioning department for the Titans. So they're like best friends that communicate often. So that's going to be a lot of information exchange between the two.
The Rams were able to make a deal to keep Matthew Stafford. What do you think that does to the leverage that the Titans have with the first pick? Do you think it helps that, coupled with the fact that Carr is staying with the Saints, that there's more teams that started out this offseason saying, we got to go find a quarterback. Maybe we could get Stafford. Maybe we could get Carr. Those guys are off the board. So what does that do to the first pick?
I think that really makes the pick even more valuable because when you look at Matthew Stafford, he's a guy that the Giants wanted to get. And so when you're able to, you know, increase that as an option, obviously, you know, that's something that is going to be more attractive, right? So, you know, you got that, you made that happen. And then now when you look at, you know, what's available, an option is gone, guess what? That increases the value. So 100%, you know, the Giants, they were all in on Matthew Stafford. Now it's Aaron Rodgers, or trade up to one, or possibly both.
Right. And so that's what I'm getting. I think that is only good news for the Titans as we move forward here. And I want to sort of piggyback off of that with what you said about Ward. It's interesting to me because we've seen it in years past where momentum starts happening as teams see a guy more, the stock starts rising. If that happens, that also seems to be something that plays into the Titans' favor, whether they like Ward so much that they think he's the guy, or that somebody likes him so much that they're willing to really go in and give the Titans big assets to trade for that pick.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely gives them assets to, you know, reason to want to trade up, and that'll help them build the roster. But you have to look at, if they feel that Cam is the guy, they need to go ahead and get him. And like I said, unless it's a huge deal that blows them away.
Now, TD, what is the latest on Harold Landry? I know that the team has given his team permission to seek a trade. what is the latest in regards to that? Has there been any movement on it?
Yeah, I mean, there was a rumor that Landry was involved in the trade possible for the Giants. I didn't hear anything along those lines. I'm not sure where that came from. But I will say it looks like he's definitely not going to be back, whether it's trade or release. Obviously, if they could trade him, you know, a team's going to – it's going to be some contract stuff involved. But they're looking to save money. They feel that he isn't, you know, at the level of pay that he's going to be getting anymore. And it's something that just kind of gradually happened.
Teron, you mentioned how enamored the Titans seem to be with Cam Ward. I would love for your impressions of Cam Ward listening to him speak last week at the NFL Combine. What sticks out to you as you listen to Cam Ward talk?
Well, you know, I love his passion for football. And I think, you know, the quiet confidence that he has is cool to see. And, you know, it's the degree of almost arrogance, right? You know, he was asked about holding the football too long. And he said, well, you know, if I have time in the pocket, why not wait for my guys to get open? And he was like, you know, I think there needs to be a new term for the whole off-schedule thing. And he said that anybody who says that he holds the football long just doesn't watch tape. I asked him specifically, you know, what game or couple plays would show you the Cam Ward experience. And he quickly – I went to Virginia Tech, but he quickly went to the Cal game. And we know that was a huge comeback game that he had, you know, fourth quarter down by two scores. And that's what he did against Virginia Tech too. So I just love how quickly he could recall, say, look, man, this shows what I could do. This is how I feel. I'm going to lead guys because, you know, I do it on multiple ways. I understand the work I put in. I understand, you know, what it takes. And I love this game. And I think, you know, those are the types of things that you want. You want a guy that's going to come in and help change the culture and just be able to look at those 10 other guys and be like, hey, look, man, we're going this way, and they're going to follow him.
Teron, it sounds like Cam Ward has separated himself from the pack among the draft-eligible quarterbacks. Shedeur Sanders didn't participate at the Combine. A lot of other quarterbacks did. I'm wondering which quarterbacks who did participate on the Combine, or which quarterback specifically, moved up the most based on his performance last week.
Yeah, and let me be clear. Shedeur Sanders is still, you know, the quarterback I like the most in this draft, but, I mean, he's number two. I think, you know, Cam Ward is the better of the two prospects, just not looking at individual teams or anything like that. Now, as far as guys that impressed me, I mean, look, Jackson Dart threw that football really well. Slants, the deep in-breaking routes, everything was on time. His deep passes were really good. I was really impressed with him, you know, so that was pretty cool to see. And it was funny, at one point, Bo Hardigree, the QB coach, he, along with Shedeur, Cam Ward, and Jackson Dart, were all standing together with the Giants' pass game coordinator. And you saw Cam and Bo Hardigree kind of walk off to the side. I thought that was pretty funny. But, hey, look, man, you had Jackson Dart in the mix with them, too.
TD, before we let you go, we have a texter, Ben, who wants me to ask you this question. Let's say Teron was forced to bet his house on who the Titans will draft in round one. Please ask him what he would say, and then ask him as if he was being forced to bet my house, meaning Adam's house. Is the answer different?
Well, look, man, it's Cam Ward. Both sides. I don't support, you know, making someone lose their house, so I'm going to go sense of urgency for both of us. And, yeah, it's Cam Ward to me.
Thank you. My wife and son also thank you very much. Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation's Titans reporter, joining us. Great stuff, as always, Teron. We'll talk next week.
All right, for sure. And, hey, in about an hour, I'll be touring the new Nissan Stadium, the structure. So we'll make sure that we have some pictures and things up on Twitter or X and IG.
Hey, tell me where my seat is.
Gotcha. More importantly, I need to tell you where that 85 is up on the wall.
Exactly. It needs to be somewhere up there.
Mm-hmm.
Teron, great stuff, as always, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yep.
You can follow the updates from Nissan Stadium at @TDavenport_NFL on X. 615-737-1025. Titans love Cam Ward. That's interesting. That's really interesting. 615-737-1025. 1025. We'll get back into the Titans in just a moment. But before we do, the Nashville Predators started their sell-off over the weekend. We'll discuss that and what could come before Friday's NHL trade deadline. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025, 1063, the game.